Hi again, listeners. This is Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner and ProvisionerOnline.com, and welcome to our latest podcast. Today we have some, I guess, breaking news, as it were, and big news from Butterball, and today I have Rod Brenneman, CEO of Butterball, on the line to discuss the new animal care and well-being program that Butterball has announced today and will be instituting moving forward. They've launched this program, and they've got some initiatives on tap. They've completed some initiatives, and they've got improvements moving ahead. Rod, thanks so much for joining me, and congratulations on this big news.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me on.
So let's talk from the overall standpoint of what this means for Butterball. Obviously, animal welfare is not something Butterball ignored in the past or anything along those lines, but what is the main difference from an overall perspective for the company in terms of what this program brings to the table?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's always been a key part of who we are at Butterball, but what we're doing today, I guess, is really taking the program we had, and we're trying to take it to a whole new level. And that's what we're really excited about, is that this not only incorporates all of the key elements that we had in our program before, but we've been able to add a few new things. One of the things we're super excited about, it's really got four key elements to it. And again, these are enhancements. They're not all, not everything in these four elements is new, but there's new pieces to each one of them, and several of them are new. But the first key thing that we want to talk about is our Animal Care and Wellbeing Advisory Council, and we're really excited about this because we have five council members that have agreed to serve as advisory council members for us, and they are the who's who of animal welfare out there. Dr. Temple Grandin, Dr. Joy Minch, Dr. Yvonne Thaxton, Dr. Jesse Grimes, and Dr. Michael Martin have all agreed to serve us in this way, and so we're really excited about them giving us input on our program and reviewing what we're doing, making sure that they agree, and then also some new insights that they'll be able to bring along the way.
In terms of them being an advisory council, will they be doing audits, or will they just be like a phone call away kind of a council? How do you envision that working moving forward?
Actually, some of them have done audits in our operations in the past, and I would guess that will continue. But as far as the advisory council itself, they will be there in really that role as advisors, mm-hmm. as reviewing all of our practices and our protocols and our training programs and everything that's a part of our program, our overall program, and then giving us advice and telling us where we might enhance and how they feel about it.
And so that's one of the pillars. One of the other ones I think you were going to mention was that you've received certification from the American Humane Association, and you've received that certification already. Talk about what that means moving forward to the company.
Yes, and that is that's another of the new things we're announcing. There's really four elements to the program. One was the advisory council that I mentioned. The second one is the American Humane Certified certification, and we are really excited about that as well. For this year, we've already they have certified our whole birds. So the Butterball whole birds, the fresh whole birds at Thanksgiving have all been certified. And we are working with them to certify the remainder of our system, which would include all of our other Butterball products, and hopefully that will be done within the next, hopefully by mid-next summer, we'll have our entire system certified throughout. But for right now, for 2013, we have our fresh turkeys that will be produced for Thanksgiving this year, certified by the American Humane Association.
Perfect timing.
And with that, yeah, exactly. And to get that certification, they actually did come out, and they have their own audit criteria, and they have audited our both our farms and our processing operations that are associated with that. So it's a complete program review and audit, and so we're really excited about that.
So on the whole bird side, were there a lot of changes or any changes that needed to be made, or did the whole bird side kind of pass with flying colors the first time around? How did that system, or how did that audit go, at least from your perspective?
Well, it went very well. The American Humane Certified Program, obviously they do have their own program and audit criteria that they applied, but, you know, we were excited to see that most of what we did either met or exceeded the criteria that they had, and there were, you know, documentation things that we needed to do that they have brought to our attention, things that they wanted to see documented better, and so there were some changes like that. But as far as overall practices and protocols, we were very pleasantly surprised.
So those are two of the pillars. I know one of the other pillars is to increase and enrich the employee training. Can you elaborate on that? What does that mean? Does that mean more time in the classroom, more time with hands-on training, or bringing more people in to properly train employees? Where is that headed for Butterball?
Yeah, let me, and that's another area that we've spent a lot of time and effort on in the last 6 months or so putting together, but we have developed a whole new repertoire of training materials, and we're really excited about these. They're video training materials, and we're able to use those. Every single person that sets foot on one of our live operations will be trained using these videos before their first day that they go to the farm. And existing employees will also be trained with these, and then every employee on an ongoing basis will be retrained on a continual basis throughout our organization. And so we're really excited about not only the quality of the training materials we've put together, but the fact that we've got a nice tool now to be able to make sure everybody's trained in the very best way possible before they ever even set foot on a farm.
How were they trained prior? Is the video the new aspect here, or is it just a refresh of an old video kind of a thing?
It is a lot of it's some of both, actually. We had some video training available, but not nearly the extent that we have with this new work that we've done. So we've enhanced that quite a bit. And then a lot of the other training was done just with people standing up and pictures and, you know, a lot of different tools. And those will continue as well. But this new video training mechanism that we have is really exciting for us.
And then the fourth pillar is continuous improvement. And that's kind of a general term. Can you elaborate a little more on what that means and what some of the goals are in terms of the continuous improvement in the animal care and well-being program?
Sure, and I might just step back a little bit. The continuous improvement is really a part of the overall program, mm-hmm. and you know, and I'll talk about that at the very end here in a second. But the fourth pillar, really, what we would say is it's, you know, on-farm improvements and other operational changes within our system. And that all four of these pillars that we're talking about will be a part of our continuous improvement. So it's a continual loop, if you will.
Okay.
We don't just put this in place and then think, you know, we've got it covered. This will be an ongoing program that we'll continue to update and hopefully improve over time. And that's a great example of, like, the Animal Care and Well-Being Advisory Council. Hopefully some new insights we gain from them we can incorporate into different aspects of this program. But one of the things in this area that we're really excited about as well is we are doing some pilot testing of some new technology really out there. And one of those is video surveillance. I'm sure you're totally familiar, Andy, with some of the video surveillance that's being done in processing plants throughout the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even third-party companies that have these this technology where they can do video auditing, and you can audit literally round the clock if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
on what's going on. Well, that's never been done on the live side, because, and the main reason is just because it's a totally different environment. It's you know, a lot of different places, things are moving. But what we're doing is we're working with one of those third-party companies and in developing the technology to actually do that same type of video surveillance on our farms.
Nice.
And we can do it in different aspects. It might be done during loadout or whatever. But we're doing some pilot testing, and we're really encouraged by what we've seen so far, and we're hopeful that that'll be another tool. And what that does is not only do we continue to do internal audits within our system ourselves and hire outside parties to come in and do third-party audits, but this will be one more tool of auditing that we can do to make sure, you know, that we know what's going on out there, and if there's areas we need to improve on training or whatever it is, that we'll know about those through techniques like this.
So the kind of final question I have for you, it's the elephant in the room question, if you will. Do you think adopting a program like this will help keep either keep activists happy or keep them away, whatever terminology you want to use, you know, keep them off your back, if you will? What is the ultimate goal with this, other than obviously, you know, the animals matter and their welfare does matter for product quality and things like that? Do you think this is going to help kind of appease and or keep the activists from bugging you about animal welfare in the future?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. And really, and I'm going to get back to what you just said a minute ago. Our goal at Butterball is we want to be a leader, and hopefully the leader, and set the industry standards for animal care and well-being in our company. And, you know, we don't want to look and see what's it mean to somebody else out there. What we are interested in and excited about is that we want to do the very best that we can do, and we want to continue to get better at it. And that's really what this is all about. Is it's something that's very important to us as a company, and that's what this program is really based on. Is the fact that we want this to be a hallmark and a key pillar for us as a company, and it always has been, and we're just kind of hopefully taking it to a whole new level.